阿门。哈利路亚，奉主是圣名啊，开始我们灵恩会早上的崇拜聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning service of the special convocation.
我们请起唱诗238首。
Let's sing hymn number 238.
哈利路亚啊，各位弟兄姐妹啊，大家早安。
Hallelujah, good morning to your fellow brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢主耶稣的带领啊，我们这次的灵恩会啊，进入的最后一天了。
Thank the guidance of the Lord Jesus that He has.Guided us as far to the last day of the spiritual convocation.
啊，那我们这一次呢，有机会从以色列人的会幕啊来看我们今天的信仰生活。
This time around, we had the opportunity to study the construction of the tabernacle to see what kind of lessons we can glean from how we should live our spiritual lives.
那在这次的学习的最后一节，我们来看会幕当中。各样啊，圣物的摆设哈。
For this last session, we'll be looking at the various items and vessels that are placed within the tabernacle.
啊，就像我们所说，以色列人的环绕的中心就是会幕。
The tabernacle was the geographical center of the Israelite encampment.
所以会幕动，以色列人就起行。
Whenever the tabernacle was scattered up and moved, the Israelites would follow.
会幕停，以色列人就安营。
When the tabernacle is settled down, the Israelites will encamp around it.
会幕是他们见神的地方。
It is a place where the people can see God.
是他们信仰的核心。
It is the core of their faith.
更是他们面对面见神的场所。
And it is a...facility in which they can come to meet with God.
我们来看出埃及记的第四十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 40.
请翻到出埃及记的第四十章。
Exodus chapter 40.
十七节。
Verse 17.
出埃及记的第四十章十七节。
Exodus chapter 40, verse 17.
十七节，第二年正月初一日。帐幕就立起来，十八。
18.
摩西立起帐幕，安上带卯的座，立上板，穿上栓，立起柱子，十九节。
19.
在帐幕以上搭罩棚，把罩棚的顶盖盖在其上，是照神所吩咐他的，二十节。
20.
又把法板放在柜内，把杠穿在柜的两旁，把施恩座安在柜上，二十一。
21.
把柜抬进帐幕，挂上遮掩柜的幔子，把法柜遮掩了，是照神所吩咐他的。好，在这里我们看到会幕盖好了。
Here we can see that the tabernacle of the Lord has been completed.
所以按照主所吩咐的，他们把帐幕立起来。
So at the command of God, they went ahead and erected the tabernacle.
而当他们帐幕立起来之后呢，就是把这个约柜啊抬到帐幕里面，放在帐幕的最核心。
Once they did that, they carried the Ark of the Covenant into the most holy place.
他说：“哇，这个帐幕里面第一样就是有约柜啊。”
So the first thing to enter the tabernacle was the Ark of Covenant.
约柜以上是施恩座，哈 ，Seat of Atonement 呢
？On top of the Ark of Covenant was the Seat of Atonement or the Mercy Seat.
哦，就是这个是神与人相会，神施怜悯降恩慈的地方。
This is the seat upon which.The Lord will shower His mercy upon His people.
哦，但是呢，在这里啊，圣经特别提到哦。
But it especially noted here in the Bible.
他说啊，把法版放在柜中啊。
That the tablets of the commandments were to be placed within the ark.
啊，这个对我们今天的信仰的观念非常非常的重要。
This presents a very important lesson for us in our faith.
一个以色列人，以色列人四围安营。
We look at an Israelite encampment.
以色列人的中心是会幕。
The center of that encampment is the Ark of Covenant.
会幕的中心是约柜，是神与人相会啊。
The center of the tabernacle is the Ark of the Covenant.
哦，所以我们今天信仰的生活信仰的中心是教会。
And so the center of our life should be our church.
啊，但是我们到教会的中心在于约柜，在于与神相会啊。
And the center of our worship at church should be the Ark of Covenant, which is God Himself.
来教会看到大家弟兄姐妹很好。
When we come to the church, you may see that our fellow brothers and sisters are very nice and kind.
但这绝对不是你来教会的最主要的原因。
But this should not be the reason that we choose to come to church.
所以到最后，你到信仰的核心，你到信仰的中心，就是要见到神。
Ultimately, as we grow in our faith, our goal should be to see God Himself.
如果一个人追求信仰，追求了一辈子。
If we spend our whole lives seeking out our faith,
啊，朋友很多啊，教会的朋友很多。
And we make many friends at church,
啊，教会活动都参加。
And we attend many different church activities and seminars,
啊，但是到最后来到教会没有见到神。
But at the end, we are still unable to feel God's presence within the church.
那这样子的信仰没有摸到神都不算哦。
Then our faith will be meaningless.
啊，所以啊，我们到最后信仰的核心在约柜的看见神啊。
So the central focus of our faith should be able should be to see the Lord our God, the Ark of Covenant.
但是约柜的核心又是什么呢？
But what is the core, the center of the Ark of Covenant?
这里讲说约柜当中放的是法版啊。
According to the passage here, it is the tablets of the commandments.
我们常想说约柜里面到底有几样东西？
We often think.Wonder about how many items are within the Ark of Covenant.
啊，有人说约柜里面有三样哦。
Some say there are three items in there.
啊，有人说约柜里面有法版啊，那个十诫的法版。
Some people say that in addition to the tablets of the Ten Commandments,
有那个玛拿的金冠。
There are also a jar of the of a sample of manna.
哦，还有亚伦发芽的杖哦。
And the staff of Aaron that budded.
啊，所以我们常想说，哇，约柜里面有三样东西啊。
So we often assume that there were three items in there.
真的是这样吗？
Is that indeed the case?
我们来看一下列王记上的第八章哦。
Let's refer to 1 Kings chapter 8.
列王记上第八章。
1 Kings chapter 8.
列王记上第八章的第九节。
First Kings chapter 8, verse 9.
第九节，约柜当中，约柜里唯有两块法版，就是以色列人出埃及地后，神与他们立约的时候，摩西在何烈山所放的。除此之外，并无别物哦。所以圣经告诉我们说，约柜里面有几样。
So what? How many items are in the ark?Covenant according to this verse.
圣经里面讲说约柜里面只有一样就是法版。
There are only one item which are the tablets of the commandments.
所以呢亚伦的杖以及金冠玛拿都是在约柜的前面啊。
So the staff of Aaron and the jar of a sample of manna are all placed before the ark.
并不是在约柜里面哦。
And not within it.
这里到底要告诉我们什么哦？
What does this tell us?
哦，这个信仰到最后最核心是什么？
What does this tell us about what's the ultimate core of our faith?
有会幕，会幕里面有约柜。
We see a little tabernacle inside. There's the Ark of Covenant.
约柜里面只有法版啊。
Inside the Ark of Covenant is only the tablets of the commandments.
所以信仰到最后的核心就是守诫命，听主的命令啊。
So this tells us that the ultimate goal of our faith is to obey the commandments of God.
啊，什么是金冠的玛拿？
What does the jar of manna represent?
神从天上降玛拿给你吃啊，给你用啊，感谢主神的恩典啊。
It represents all the blessings that God has given us, just as how He gave the Israelites food to eat.
什么是亚伦的杖？亚伦发的杖，神的权柄，神的能力，神在你生命当中的神迹啊。
What does the staff of Aaron represent? It represents all the miracles that God has given you, you through His power.
但是到最后，能够成为你信仰的核心的，就是守诫命。
But the only thing that can make your faith worthwhile and make you be saved is the commandments that you obey.
一个人没有办法靠神的神迹得救的。
A person cannot rely on the miracles of God to be saved.
哦，你今天看到很多神迹，表示你一定会得救吗？
If you witness a lot of miracles in your life, does that guarantee your salvation?
你生命当中有很多恩典，表示你一定进天国吗？
If you receive a lot of blessings from God, does that guarantee your entry into heaven?
如果今天我们把我们的信仰建立在神迹奇事上面，
If we establish our faith only on blessings and miracles,
啊，这种信仰是非常脆弱而且不稳定的。
Then this faith will be very weak and very unstable.
今天有神迹，大发热心，感谢主，天天来聚会。
If you experience miracles and blessings today, you may feel a great zeal and come to church very often.
明天没有神迹，祷告神没有垂听，这个信仰不能信了，换一间教会。
But if suddenly the miracles and blessings go away, will you still be able to remain in church? Of course not.
所以我们今天信仰不能建立在神迹奇事恩典权柄上面啊。
And so today we cannot establish our faith on miracles and blessings from God alone.
到最后信仰的最核心就是听话，你要听神所吩咐的命令啊。
The ultimate goal of our faith is to obey the words of God.
所以我们常说基督徒要爱神，你要爱神。
That's why we continue to emphasize the fact that we as Christians must learn to love God.
但是什么叫做爱神？
What does it mean to love God?
我们来看一下约翰福音啊。
Let's turn to Gospel according to John.
我们看约翰福音的第十四章、哦、
John chapter 14.
约翰福音的第十四章的第十五节。
John chapter 14 verse 15.
约翰福音十四章十五节
John chapter 14 verse 15
十五节说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。那这里啊，主耶稣告诉我们哦。
In this verse, we can see what Jesus is trying to tell us.
主耶稣说，如果你说你爱神啊，
He tells us that if we claim to love him,
不是只是在嘴巴讲啊，哎呀，我爱神。
It cannot only be backed up by what we say.
什么叫做爱神？就是遵守主的命令啊。
Rather, it must be backed up by the fact that we obey His commandments.
主耶稣叫你读圣经，你就要读圣经啊。
If Jesus tells us to read the Bible, then we do so.
主耶稣说要悔改洗礼，你就要悔改洗礼啊。
If He tells us to repent and be baptized, then we do so.
主耶稣说要努力祷告求圣灵，你就要乖乖求圣灵啊。
If He tells us to pray earnestly for the Holy Spirit, then we do so.
主耶稣说要遵照圣经做好人，做一个义人啊，你就要努力啊。
The Lord Jesus Christ said to read the Bible and understand what it means to be a righteous person, and you do so.
可是我们今天对这个爱啊，有一个很偏差的认识啊。
But unfortunately, we have a corrupted meaning of what love means.
现在很多基督教啊，大部分所有的基督教都在讲爱。
Many Christian denominations emphasize the concept of love.
但是他们讲爱，却不讲主耶稣的命令。
But when they talk about love, they don't mention about the need to obey God's commandments.
他们说，哎呀，我爱主，主爱我，你爱我，我爱你，啊，这样就很好啦。
They simply say, I love God and God loves me. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
啊，犯罪，主爱我会赦免啊。
And if I sin, God loves me, so he will indeed forgive me.
天国啊，主爱我啊，一定会进去啊。
And that God loves me, so He'll definitely let me enter into heaven.
所以有时候啊，把爱当作犯错、犯罪的挡箭牌啊。
And so love becomes an excuse for wrongdoing.
啊，犯错没关系啊，爱啊，主耶稣爱我，犯错没关系啊。
And they think that as long as Jesus loves us, we can get away with doing what is wrong, then repenting later.
哦，所以也不改变。
And so as a result, people are not as inclined to.Change from the evil ways.
也不进步
and they do not improve in their faith.
只是用爱当作一种借口跟一种理由
They rather just lean back on love and think that will be enough.
但是在这里啊，主耶稣说，如果你爱我，你就会守我的诫命啊。
But Jesus said here that you love me, you must keep my commandments.
所以到最后，信仰的最核心在于守神的命令。
And so the ultimate key to having a good faith.Is to keep the commandments.
是听神在圣经里的吩咐。
We have to listen to what God tells us within the Bible.
哦，所以这是我们今天信仰每个人都要追求的核心。
And so this is the core of our belief that we must all pursue.
不要停留在要看神迹、要得恩典上面啊。
We cannot be content with simply waiting for miracles and blessings to happen.
因为这些都会过去啊。
Because they come and they pass by.
我们看回来出埃及记的第四十章哦。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 40 again.
出埃及记的第四十章的第二十二第二十二节哦。
Exodus chapter 40 verse 22.
出埃及记四十章二十二节，又把桌子安在会幕内，在帐幕北边。在幔子外第二十三节
23.
在桌子上将饼陈设在神面前是照神所吩咐的哈、啊、这里讲到这个会幕里面的第二样东西、啊、
This mentions the second item in the tabernacle
我们刚刚讲说第一样、啊、就是你的核心在于约柜在于诫命
The first item that we talked about is the Ark of Covenant and the tablets within it, which is the core of our faith.
哦，所以在箴言的第二十八章里面告诉我们哦。
And we read, chapter 28 of Proverbs, it tells us.
箴言二十八章说，一个人如果转耳不听律法，说他的祷告也为可憎啊。
It says that if a person chooses to turn away from the laws, even his prayers will be despicable before the Lord.
不听律法的，你的祷告神不要听啊。
God will not bother to listen to your prayer if you choose to disobey him.
第二样叫做陈设饼的桌子。
The second is the table of the shortbread.
他们要把这个饼啊放在神的面前。
They are to place the bread on the table before the Lord.
十二个饼代表十二个支派。
They set 12 breads on it, representing the 12 tribes of Israel.
而这十二个饼呢，在摆了一个礼拜，摆了七天以后呢，拿下来可以为祭司来吃哦。
They place each bread on the table for 7 days. Afterwards, they may take it down and use it as food for the priests.
所以陈设饼是摆设在神面前的。
So they place the bread before the presence of God.
而这陈设饼摆完之后，是给祭司来享用的。
And will be given to the priest as food afterwards.
所以我们的人生啊，也必须要能够摆在神的面前啊。
So therefore, we should be able to place our own lives before God.
就像大卫所说的，主啊，你看看我，看我里面有没有什么不好。
We can see that in David's prayer when he says, "Search me, O God, and see the any wicked ways in me."
他的行为，他的生活是能够给神看，是能摆得出来的。
In that verse, we can see that David was willing to lay out his whole life before God, even his sins and imperfections.
很多时候我们在人的面前啊，我们真的是非常的好啊。
When we display ourselves in front of other people, we only tend to want to show our good sides.
来到教会，大家都变成好人。
When we come to church, we only show the good side of us.
又温柔，又慈悲，又怜悯。
We want to tell others that we are kind and merciful and loving.
讲话轻声细语。
That we speak with a sense of gentleness.
哎，奇怪啊，一走出教会的大门就变了一个人啊。
But once we leave the church premises, our whole personality changes.
所以啊，在会堂，在教会好像小绵羊。
So we act like gentle sheep inside the church premises.
一回到家突然变成大野狼啊。
Once we go home, we become ravenous wolves.
哇，这个回到家突然脾气变很大哦。
And we let our temper go.
哇，骂太太，打小孩，踢狗，样样都来。
We speak rudely and even use physical violence.
哦，所以啊，我们今天啊，因为我们的人生没有办法陈设在神的面前啊。
As a result, we are unable to display our whole lives before God and feel
comfortable. 所以我们常常吃不到陈设饼，体会不到神的恩典啊。
That's why we are unable to eat of the bread and sense the blessing of God.
这个陈设饼你可以吃，应该是你跟神当中的体验，你生命当中的见证，神在你生命中的作为啊。
You should be able to eat the shortbread. It represents all the good that the Lord has done in you throughout your life.
但是因为摆不出来。
But because you're unwilling to show the whole bread before the Lord.
因为不能给神看。
Because you don't want him to see it.
哦，所以啊，我们就吃不到，领受不到恩典。
If he can't see it, then we can't enjoy it.
所以我们今天啊，要想想自己的生活。
So we should reflect on our own lives.
啊，我听说，我听一些老传道在讲哦。
I've heard some sayings among the more senior pastors
of
our church.
他说啊，这是在基督教里面啊，在这个传道牧师当中的一个故事哦。
It is a story of various pastors within our church and other churches.
啊，也不是我们教会了，感谢主啊。
Of other churches.
啊。他说、啊、有一个牧师非常会讲道哦。
That is a pastor of another church, another denomination who is very gifted at delivering sermons.
讲道非常感动人，哇，信徒听了哇，大受造就哦。
That his sermons are very moving and the members who hear it are greatly edified.
哇，有一次他正在讲道，讲到一半啊，信徒大受感动的时候哦。
And one time while he was in the middle of sermons and his congregation was greatly moved.
哇，他的太太突然站起来了。
His wife suddenly stood up.
啊，太太啊，走到前面啊。
She walked to the front of the church.
然后啊，跟他讲啊，哇，你真的是太好了。
His wife told him, "Wow, you are so great."
你就住在讲台上好了，你在讲台上是完美的、啊。
Can you please just live on the pulpit forever? Because you're perfect when you're on the pulpit.
你怎么在家里都不是这个样子呢
？Why don't you back up what you speak when you're at home?、
哦、所以有时候我们的生活跟我们的生活跟我们的信仰有一个很大的差距啊。
So we need to examine to see this.Great disparity between our actual lives and the life that we display at church.
当没有人在我们旁边的时候
，when we don't have anybody beside us to look at our actions.
当不在教会的时候
，when we are outside of the church premises.
当我们一个人在家里的时候
，when we are by ourselves at home.
啊，请问我们是过什么样的生活啊
？What kind of lifestyle do we live?
摆得出来吗
？Do we dare show it to others?
如果你摆得出来
，if we dare to show it to others and to God,
放在神面前七天，神的恩典让你吃啊。就给你啦
and lay it out for him to see for 7 days, then you may enjoy of it afterwards.
所以这个叫做橙色饼的人生啊。
This is what it means to have the life of a showbread.
不是只有在会堂里才做基督徒哦。
We can't only be a Christian one day of the week.
其实真正基督徒的生活啊，不是在会堂里面而已啊。
The true lifestyle of a Christian is rather reflected during the.Portion of his life outside of church.
神真正在看是你在走出会堂的那一刻，你怎么样开始过你的生活。
What God is truly concerned about is how you live life outside of church.
你回到家里怎么样跟你的太太先生相处。
How do you interact with your spouse when you're at home?
你怎么样栽培你的孩子。
How do you teach your kids how to do good?
你怎么样跟你的邻居互动。
How do you interact with your neighbors?
这个来决定你的信仰，到底你的信仰人生能够得到多少的恩典。
These actions will dictate how much blessings you will receive from God in your life.
我们看回来出埃及记的第四十章、哦、
Let's continue to look at Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记的第四十章二十四节。
Exodus chapter 40 verse 24.
二十四节。又把灯台安在会幕内，在帐篷的帐幕的南边，与桌子相对。二十五节，在神面前点灯是照神所吩咐的。好，那这里告诉我们说啊，你这个帐幕里面要点灯啊。
These verses tell us that there must be a lamp within the tabernacle.
那这个灯台啊，这基本上是整个会幕里面唯一的光源。
This lampstand serves as the only source of light within the confines of the tabernacle.
那但是因为会幕当中有点灯，所以你样样都看得清楚哦。
And the fact that the lampstand is lit means that you can see everything within it.
那所以主耶稣告诉我们说，我们要做世上的光啊。
The Lord Jesus Christ Himself taught us that we must be the light of the world.
我们来看一下马太福音的第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音的第五章第十四节
Matthew chapter 5 verse 14、
啊、十四节你们是世上的光晨照在山上是不能隐藏的十五节
15.
人点灯不放在斗底下是放在灯台上就照亮一家的人十六节
16.
你们的光也当照样这样照在人前叫他们看见你们的好行为并归荣耀给你们在天上的父、哦、那这里是主耶稣吩咐我们的、
哦、These verses are the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ、
啊、主耶稣说、啊、我们今天每一个人都要做世上的光
He teaches us that we all need to be the light of this world
他说、啊、你如果是光就会照亮一家的人、啊、
He tells us that we're indeed the light then we will be able to light up the whole room
所以如果你今天是一个好人你觉得你是一个好人哦
If we think that we're good people today,
你跟你的同事相处得很好
then we'll have a good.
你如果跟你的同事相处得很好
if you have a good interaction with your coworkers,
你如果在教会里面跟大家信徒然后大家都很好、哦、
and you are able to get along with everybody at church.
但是很奇怪，你家里的人都跟你不好哦。
But yet you have poor relationship with your family members.
哦，你的太太不喜欢跟你讲话。
And your spouse does not like to talk with you.
你的小孩很怕你，一看到你，赶快门就锁起来了。
And your children will not want to spend time with you.
那这时候啊，你这个光可能有点问题哦。
Then there might be some problems with your lampstand.
那这里讲说啊，你的光第一个就先照亮你家里的人呢。
The first target of the light of your lamp should be toward your immediate family members.
因为有时候啊，我们在外面跟别人相处的时候哦。
Because when we are outside interacting with other people,
我们都会特别谨慎啊，讲话也小心，做事也小心哦。
We'll be careful with what we say and what we do.
但是一回到家，那个本性就跑出来了。
But when we once we go home and let go of ourselves, then our true personality comes out.
哦，就很容易起冲突啊。
Then as a result, we easily get into conflicts with others.
跟太太讲话很不客气啊。
We speak very rudely to our family members.
哎，那一出去外面啊，跟同事啊讲话又很客气了，奇怪嘞。
But once we go out, we're able to put on a mask and pretend to be a good person.
你这个光不亮嘛。
So the truth is, our lampstand is not shining as it ought.
因为你连你家里的人你都照不到啊。
Because we can't even let our light reach our own family members.
所以先从你家里的人先照起。
So we should aim to light, show light to our family members first.
再照到你身旁的人哦。
Then let our light shine before the other people among us.
但是圣经里面告我们来看一下出埃及记哦。
Let's go back to Exodus.
我们看出埃及记的第二十七章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 27.
出埃及记二十七章的第二十节
，Exodus chapter 27 verse 20。
二十节
，20。
你要吩咐以色列人把那为点灯捣成的青橄榄油拿来给你，使灯常常点着。二十一节
，21。
在会幕中法柜前的幔外，亚伦和他的儿子从晚上到早晨。要在神面前经理这灯，这要做以色列人世世代代永远的定例啊！那这个是关于点灯的规矩哦。
This is a regulation about keeping the lamp lighted.
他说你要常常点着啊。
That it must be continually lit.
不是只有人来才点啊。
It should not be lit only when there are people within the tabernacle.
不是只有来会堂才点啊。
So only.Should not only be lit when we come into the chapel.
这里说常常点的就是你生活上每一刻都要如明光照耀啊。
It must burn continually, which means that at all times in our lives, we must shine before God.
那他特别告诉我们说啊，你这个灯啊，要从晚上点到早上哦。
And our light must be lit from evening until morning, just like it is mentioned in verse 21.
那为什么要特别讲从晚上点到早上？
What theSpecifically mentioned evening till morning.
因为晚上啊，不会有人来啊。
Because in the evening, nobody will be there to see you.
哎呀，晚上啊，没有人看见啊。
Because in the evening, nobody can see.
所以晚上啊，不要浪费油啊，把它熄掉，不是很好吗
？For a conservationist, so seeing naturally the light should be turned off to save resources.
但是这里啊，神特别吩咐啊，晚上也不可以把它熄掉啊。
But God specially commanded that even during the evening, the light should not be allowed to go out.
所以什么时候是我们信仰的晚上？
So, during what period is considered the evening of our faith?
啊，第一就是没有人看见你的时候。
The first time frame is when other people not there to see you.
当你只有你一人。
When you're by yourself.
你的灯常亮吗？
Is your lamp continually shining?
第二。
Second.
黑暗来临的时候，就是可能是压力，可能是逼迫的时候哦。
It may be during times of great pressure and tribulations and temptation.
当维持你的灯亮着需要付出代价，你愿意吗
？When you have to give up more in order to keep your lamp lit, will you be willing to do that?
我们之前有读到一节经节哦。
We have previously referred to another Bible verse.
我们之前有读到说，凡立志敬虔度日，都要受逼迫啊。
That,
我们来看一下、哦、我们来看提摩太后书、哦、
Let's refer to that verse. Let's look at 2 Timothy.
我们看提摩太后书的第三章
2 Timothy chapter 3
十二节
Verse 12.
提摩太后书三章十二节
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12.
十二节不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫啊！他这里告诉我们说啊，你要受逼迫啊。
Here mentions that all who decide to live godly must suffer persecution.
逼迫就是晚上，就是黑暗来临啊。
During the period of persecution, it's like an evening for us.
当黑暗来临的时候
，When we feel like we're in darkness,
你还有办法点着你的灯吗
？Will our light continue to be lit?
今天信仰没有逼迫。
Today we may not feel like we're being persecuted for our faith.
大家都是好人。
Everybody is a good person.
大家都是好基督徒。
Everybody is a good Christian.
大家都爱神。
Everybody loves God.
但是如果今天信仰需要你付出代价。
But if you are required to pay a price in order to maintain your faith,
今天坚持你信仰的原则可能要你很大的牺牲。
And you must sacrifice a portion of what you have in order to continue to be a Christian.
你可能被你的朋友讨厌。
For example, you might be hated by your friends.
你可能被你的同事排挤。
You might be rejected by your colleagues.
你可能会失去你的工作。
You might even lose your job.
请问你还有办法继续把这个灯点着吗？
When that happens, are you still willing to keep your lamp lit?
白天通常啊，没有问题的时候啊，大家灯都点很亮啊。
During times of the day when everything is in a relaxed state, it's easy to keep the lamp lit.
你是基督徒，我也是啊，我们都是基督徒啊，哈哈哈，都很好啊。
Because you're supported by fellow Christians around you and you feel strong.
但是如果今天环境不是这样，
But if the situation changes to a more adverse one,
我们能够坚持站立的稳吗？
Will we be able to remain strong?
哦，所以有一个姐妹哦。
There was once a sister in Christ.
有个姐妹啊，她在上班啊，可是她们整间公司啊，都是拜拜的啊。
Who worked in a company where all her co-workers are idol worshippers.
啊，不是，因为她的老板，她的老板拜拜拜得很虔诚哦。
And her boss was an especially devout idol worshipper.
哦，所以啊，他们啊，每个月啊，都要哦，啊，什么初一十五都要大拜拜啊，然后求他们的神明啊，让公司的很顺利啊，很平安啊。
So every month there would be a great idol offering to the idols that the company will perform.To try to get good luck.
那他们觉得啊，如果这样啊，生意才会赚钱啊。
Because the workers felt that they had to do this in order to ensure that the business will be prosperous.
老板觉得这样啊，公司才不会出什么意外啊。
And the boss feels that this is the only way to guarantee that there will be no calamities upon the firm.
哎，可是我们的姐妹不愿意啊，不愿意参加啊。
But our sister was unwilling to participate in those activities.
那个老板说啊，每一个人啊，都要去拿香，都要去拜啊。
And Boss commanded everyone that they must each take an incense to offer it.
啊，但是我们的姐妹不愿意啊。
But our sister was unwilling to do that.
老板就很生气啊，老板就跟她讲哦。
And the boss became very angry at her and told her.
你看你其他的同事。
Look at your fellow coworkers.
哎，他们也是基督徒啊。
They're Christians too, right?
你看他们拜也没有问题啊。
Look at them, they willingly offer the incense.
为什么你不肯拜？
But why is that you insist not to?
但是我们的姐妹坚持不愿意啊。
But our sister is unwilling to do that.
哦，所以啊，啊，啊，所以这老板就跟她说，哦。
So the boss went to tell her.
说好好好，我这个公司啊，要是出了什么事情啊，有什么意外，什么不顺利啊，就是你害的哦。
Very well, but if anything bad to the company happens to the company, it will be on your head.
哦，所以那个姐妹在很大的压力底下。
So the sister was under great immense pressure.
如同黑暗遮蔽她哦。
It was just like that. A darkness came upon her.
啊，但是即使这样子啊，她的灯仍然常点着，不让她熄灭啊。
Yet her light continues to be lit.
哦，所以啊，过了几个月以后哦。
So after a few months.
啊，她的老板有一天来找她。
Her boss.Came and talked to her.
还跟他讲说啊，你不错，你不错，你才比较像一个基督徒啊。
And he told her that you're doing a very good job. You're the one that truly acts like a Christian.
他说，你看其他那些说他们信耶稣的哈，也是拜拜啊，跟我们都一样啊。
Look at all the other people who claim to be Christians, yet they're just worshiping idols just like my other workers.
啊，拍拍他的肩膀说，你有像基督徒啊。
And he pat her on the shoulder and say, you truly stand up for your principles.
欸，真的有时候啊，信仰平常看不出来的。
Indeed, other people might not normally see the good that we display in our faith.
真的啊，平常的时候大家都很虔诚，大家都很爱主啊。
Oftentimes, people are indeed very devout and worship God.
但是今天压力来到了。
But once calamities and pressure come upon us.
今天黑暗遮蔽了。
Once we are obscured by darkness.
今天坚持信仰，要你付出代价。
Once we are demanded a price for our faith.
你愿意吗？
Will we be willing to maintain our faith?
这里圣经上说，哦。
It is written in the Bible.
这里说，黑暗到天明，你要灯要常常点着啊。
Now lamp must be lit from evening till morning.
从晚上到早晨，这个灯不可以让它熄灭啊。
It cannot go out any time in between.
所以虽然会有患难啊。
So even though calamities may happen.
虽然有黑暗。
Even though there is darkness.
但是天明啊，天亮终有一天会来到的。
There will The joy will come in the morning, sooner or later.
但是当天亮来到的时候
But once morning comes,
你的灯还亮着吗
Is your light still lit?
你还能够坚持吗
Are you still able to stand up for your faith?
哦，所以这个叫做帐幕中的光明灯啊。
This is the characteristics that the light in the tabernacle should have.
我们再看回来出埃及记的第四十章哦。
Let's return to Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记的第四十章
Exodus chapter 40
26节
Verse 26
26节把金坛安在会幕内的幔子前27
27
在坛上烧馨香料做的香是造神所吩咐的28
28
又挂上帐幕的门帘那、啊啊、这里讲到第四样、啊、就是金香炉啊
The fourth item here is the altar incense.
那他说有一个香坛啊，金坛或者叫金炉啊，它里面是烧馨香的，烧香献给神的。
The altar of incense is used to burn fragrant incense to the Lord.
老师，我们昨天说到啊，这个香是只能做给神。
We mentioned yesterday that the incense is to be a specially blended mix that can be only made for God.
这个香必须要捣得极碎才能够拿来给神所用哦。
This incense will have to be ground to powder in order to be used by God.
我们来看一下启示录第五章。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 5.
我们看启示录第五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
我们看第八章好了。
Actually, let's refer to chapter 8.
我们看启示录第八章的第三节。
Revelation chapter 8, verse 3.
他第三节说另有一个天使拿着金香炉来站在祭坛旁许多香赐给他要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上第四节
Verse 4
这香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷和天使的手从天使的手中一同升到神面前所以在这里讲说、啊、这个香如同信徒的祈祷呈到神的面前、啊
Here describes how the prayers of the believers were like incense rising up into the heavens to God.
所以在第五章那里说啊，每一个长老手里拿着金香炉，这香就是圣徒的祈祷啊。
And we look at chapter 5 Revelations, it mentions how the elders take up the incense, and the incense represents the prayers of the believers.
啊，那是在第五章第八节哦。
You can see it in chapter 5, verse 8.
所以啊，我们今天要献上这个馨香的香来到神的面前。
So when we come before our Lord, we must offer up this incense of prayer.
啊，这个就是我们的祷告功夫啊。
This represents the effort we must show in our prayers.
所以我们看到在祭坛里面每一项东西跟我们今天的信仰生活都有关。
So we can see that all these items within the tabernacle have something to teach us about how we should maintain our faith.
我们必须要有约柜成为我们信仰的核心。
We need to have the Ark of Covenant be the core of our belief.
我们需要有陈设饼从神那里体验恩典。
We need to have the showbread from God in order to eat and taste of the blessing of God.
我们必须要常点金灯台来过着光明的生活。
We must keep the lampstand of our life.Lit so that we will continue to live righteously.
但是在这里还要有金香炉，常常过着祷告和灵修的功夫。
And here we must maintain an altar of fragrant incense by having a life of prayer.
所以我们今天的祷告能够如香呈现在神的面前吗
？So is our prayer currently smelling like incense before God?
有时候我们那个祷告啊，到底在祷告些什么？
Well, let's examine the content of our prayers.
我有时候很好奇啊，我常常看信徒，你们到底在祷告什么？
I will often wonder what my fellow members are praying about.
所以有时候问我太太啊，祷告完了，问你啊，你到底在想什么？
So I will ask
不好意思问你们啊，问我太太。
I will ask my wife, what do you pray about today?
真的，有时候我们要想想我们自己到底在祷告什么。
And something we really should reflect on, but what we talk to God about in our prayers.
有一次我遇到一个老弟兄，他跟我说啊，我祷告啊，我要赢乐透啊。
And there was an elder brother I talked to who said, I pray that I will win the lottery.
哦，那好吧，那就你看看这能不能呈到神的面前嘛。
And very well, but let's see if his prayers can really reach God.
那所以有时候我们祷告的内容啊，到底能不能如馨香的火升到神的面前呢？那个不太一样的啊。
We should examine to see if the content of our prayer can rise up to God like a sweet smelling fragrant incense.
哦，神闻了那个馨香的火祭，就馨香的火啊，他就喜悦了，他就赐福给我们了。
If God smells that incense is indeed fragrant, and then He will be joyous to give us what we pray for.
哦，所以在这里说啊，这个香炉，我们昨天讲啊，这个香炉要献的香都是要经过磨练的啊。
And we mentioned how the incense that should be offered must undergo great pressure to pound it.
不管是这个施洗呀，这些昨天我们讲的这些哈，这些材料都是要打碎啊，有的是贝壳哈，打碎磨碎才能拿出来用啊。
All these materials used to make the incense, which included items hard as shells, must be grounded to powder.
那所以我们祷告不要只是问说我要什么，我要什么啊。
So when we pray, we cannot only ask God about the things that we want.
我们要是要问问说神啊，你要我做什么啊？
We should ask God, God, what do you want me to do?
神啊，教会需要什么？
God, what is it that the church need for me?
所以我们如果能够用一个不一样的方式来祷告。
So if we can pray with a different type of motive and direction,
哎，可能那个呈上去的香就不太一样啦。
Then our prayer may become a much more fragrant one to God.
那我们看回来出埃及记，好。
Let's turn back to Exodus.
出埃及记的第四十章。
Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记四十章的第二十九节。
Exodus chapter 40 verse 29.
二十九节，在会幕的帐幕门前安设燔祭坛，把燔祭和素祭献在其上，是照主所吩咐他的。好，这里讲到第五样就是燔祭坛了。
The fifth item here is the altar of burnt offering.
他说啊，在那个会幕的门口啊，盖一个坛，有做一个坛，要在上面献祭哦。
The altar of burnt offering is placed outside of the enclosed tabernacle itself.
那神对以色列人有不同的要求，要献不一样的祭物。
God gave the Israelites different requirements for different types of offerings.
就像今天神对我们有要求，得恩典要懂得回馈，来教会要懂得奉献。
For example, when we receive blessings from God, He wants us to be thankful and repay Him. And when we come to church, we must be willing to give offerings.
因为奉献是一种感恩的表现。
Because offering is our display of thanksgiving.
啊，有一次灵恩会结束以后，
One time after the special convocation has ended.
啊，那个负责人跟我说，哎呀，传道，我们不要宣布感恩奉献吧。
Council member of the church came and told me, Pastor, I think we should not be requesting members to give thanksgiving offerings at the end.
啊，不好意思啊，好像在跟信徒要钱啊，这样不好吧。
It feels like we're beggars asking for money. Should we not do this?
我说，哇，你这观念是错的啊。
And I told him,The motive you have is not correct.
我说当然要宣布啦。
Of course, we should mention it.
为什么要宣布？
Why do we need to announce it?
我们今天不是在跟信徒要钱呢。
We're not here to ask money from members.
我们今天在提醒信徒说，得恩典要懂得感恩。
We're reminding our members that we have experienced blessings. We must be willing to give thanks to God through offerings.
我们在帮助信徒奉献，得到神更多的恩典。
We're helping our members to offer so that they can receive even more blessings from God.
怎么会不好意思呢？
How can we feel ashamed about asking them to offer?
我们欠神有多少？
How much do we owe God?
欠债还钱，天经地义啊。
We owe so much to him, everything we have.
你欠神这么多，你拿一点来还他，你会觉得说，哎呀，我好了不起啊。不会啊。
Do we feel like very good just the fact that we offer God a little what we have when we owe him everything?
今天如果你欠我钱哦。
If you owe me money today.
结果你说啊，不好意思啊，欠这么久，来来来，还你还你哦。
And you come to me with the money and say, I'm sorry that it took me so long to pay you back.
你拿钱来还我，你一定很客气啊，谢谢你借我钱啊，哦，对不对？
Of course, you'll come to me with a very kind and humble attitude, right?
所以我们今天来到神面前，能奉献是恩典啊。
Likewise, when we come before God, if we can offer Him something, it is a blessing.
总比需要要钱的好吧？
Certainly, a lot better than asking money for God, right?
表示说神给你很够啊。
This shows that God has given us a lot.
表示神在你生命当中恩典很多啊。
That God has blessed us with a lot.
懂得奉献的人啊，能够从神那里领受更多的恩典啊。
And lots of us who are able to offer willingly will be able to receive even more from God.
所以我们今天要懂得奉献哦。
So today we must learn theimportance of offering.
我们来看出埃及记的第三十四章啊。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 34.
出埃及记第三十四章的第二十节。
Exodus chapter 34?
三十四章。
34 verse 20.
二十节啊。二十节，头生的驴要用羊羔代赎，若不代赎，就要打折他的颈项。凡头生的儿子都要赎出来，谁也不可空手朝见我。以色列人啊，一年要三次上来守节哦。
The Israelites had to observe the holidays in three times a year.
所以一年有三次他们要到神的面前来。
And these three times they are to come before the presence of God.
那这里神说啊，不可空手朝见我啊。
And God explicitly mentioned that they cannot come before Him empty-handed.
这不是只有对以色列人讲。
This lesson was not given only to the Israelites.
今天也是对我们今天每一个信徒讲的啊。
This lesson is for all of us to learn.
说你跟我没有人可以空手朝见神的。
That none of us can come before God empty-handed.
所以我们每个人每个礼拜来到教会。
So when we come to the church every week,
都不能够空手来啊。
We cannot come before God empty-handed.
但是这一定是讲奉献金钱吗？
But it's talking about only offering some money.
不是的啊。
No.
他是要我们在这一个礼拜要结出属灵的果子来啊。
Rather, he wants us to bear spiritual fruits every week.
是我们每个礼拜来都跟主说，主啊，我这个礼拜有，我有结出好的果子给你。
So that every time we come before God on Saturday, we can say to him, look God, look at all the spiritual fruits I've bore during the previous six days.
我这个礼拜我有努力的做一个好人。
That I work hard to be a good person.
我有试着去传福音给我的朋友。
I try to preach the gospel to my friends.
我在家里有做灵修的功夫。
I specially cultivated myself at home.
我有讲圣经故事给我的孩子听。
I told Bible stories to my children.
每一项每一项，这都是属灵的果子，结得又大又美。
These are all large and beautiful spiritual fruits in the eyes of God.
这个主耶稣就很高兴了，说是的，你没有空手来朝见我啊。
He will tell us, indeed, you did bring something to me.
所以不是只有说啊，拿钱去奉献，叫做啊，带礼物到神的面前哦。
So God does not only want us to bring money as gifts to Him.
该奉献的我们要奉献。
What we are to offer, we should offer.
参与圣工也是一种奉献啊。
When we participate in holy work, that's also a form of giving.
努力灵修也是一种奉献啊。
Spiritual cultivation is also a form of offering.
为教会、为传道祷告也是一种奉献啊。
Praying for our church and its holy workers is also a form of offering.
做好人，让主的名因你得荣耀，更是一种奉献啊。
And being a good person for other people to see is the best offering that God can ask for.
所以每个礼拜我们来到教会啊。
So when we come to the church every week,
来之前我们都要想一想啊。
We must first think about this.
请问这个礼拜我结出了什么样的果子？
What kind of special fruits did we bear during the week?
请问这一个礼拜我能带来什么样的礼物？
What kind of special fruits can I bring to offer before God?
请问这个礼拜我能奉献什么给主？
What is there to offer?
所以不可空手朝见神啊。
So we cannot come before God empty-handed.
我们要问问自己啊。
We should ask ourselves.
我们从上个礼拜到今天啊。
During the previous six days of the week,
在生活当中
in our lives,
在我们跟朋友邻居的互动里面
in our interactions with other people, friends, neighbors,
有没有结出一些美好的果子给主呢？
Have we brought some wonderful fruits for God?
如果有
if the answer is yes,
感谢主啊，主耶稣以你为好啊，
then thank God, He will be pleased with you.
主耶稣很高兴啊，你是他的好孩子啊。
He will view you as a good child.
如果没有
If you had not,
那我们要加油啊！
Then we should improve ourselves.
主耶稣给我们这么多，
God has already given us so much.
我们不要让他失望啦。
The least we can do is not to make him feel disappointed.
那我们看回来出埃及记啊。
Let's turn back to Exodus.
40章。
Chapter 40.
出埃及记的第40章30节。
Chapter 40, verse 30.
出埃及记40章30节。
Exodus chapter 40, verse 30.
把洗涤盆安在会幕和坛的中间，盆中盛水以便洗涤。31.
31.
摩西和亚伦并亚伦的儿子在这盆里洗手洗脚。32.
32.
他们进会幕或就进坛的时候便都洗涤，是照神所吩咐他的。33.
33.
在帐幕和坛的四围立了院围，把院子的门帘挂上，这样摩西就完了工啊。那这里讲到第六样哦。
This mentions the sixth item.
第六样叫做洗涤盆啊。
Which is the laver or the wash basin.
啊，我们昨天有谈到这个洗涤盆是用妇人的镜子所做的啊。
The wash basin was made of bronze taken from the mirrors of women.
啊，这个是很普通的东西啊，这是从很卑微的人拿到的很普通的东西啊。
This was a very generic item taken from ordinary people.
但是合起来就成为一个圣所的圣物了。
But these bronze mirrors combined together became a holy item from God.
所以每一个人的付出来造就整个教会的兴盛。
So we can see that little offerings given for every member can do great to edify a whole church.
教会要成长绝对不是靠一两个人。
For a church to grow, we cannot only look upon one or two great people.
教会要兴旺，绝对不是一两个人能做得到的。
No matter how much a person do, he can't raise up the church by himself.
所以不要看别人。
So we cannot look at other people.
今天教会要成长兴旺，要从我做起。
If you want the church to grow, the work has to start with yourself.
今天教会要有更多的人才，要有更多的工人，从我训练我的孩子开始。
If we want the church to grow up in the future, it must begin with us educating our children.
我们在教我们的孩子。
As we teach our children.
我们给他上各样的才艺班。
And we take them to different types of classes.
但是我们对他们的期望是什么？
What are we expecting of them?
变成专业世界知名的钢琴家吗？
Do we want them to become a great concert pianist?
还是希望说有一天他能够来服侍，来教会侍琴呢？
Or that they will be able to regularly serve as a pianist in the church for God.
因为不同，你给孩子不同的观念，会最后造就他不同的方向。
Because as the motive behind your educating of your children change, the result will be different as well.
所以在这里说啊，这个洗涤盆啊，是摩西跟亚伦还有他的子孙都要洗手洗脚的哦。
The purpose of the wash basin is to have Moses.Aaron and his descendants wash their hands as they serve God.
所以所有参与圣工接近神的都要先从自我洁净开始。
So before somebody can come before the Lord, they must first cleanse themselves.
所以保罗说哦，
This is why Paul said this.
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，
If a person releases himself from the lowly unholy things,
就能够做合乎主用的器皿啊。
He will be a good vessel for the Lord.
不是金器，不是银器。
Not necessarily vessels of gold or silver.
也不见得是木器或瓦器。
Or wood or clay.
只要洁净的器皿就可以用啊。
Doesn't matter what type of vessel it is, as long as it is clean and can be
used by God. 所以我们今天参与圣工要洗手洗脚啊。
So we should learn to wash our hands and feet before we serve.
这里特别讲说摩西和亚伦跟亚伦的子孙啊。
It specified the use here that is for Moses, Aaron, and Aaron's descendants.
为什么特别提这些人？
Why are these people mentioned?
因为摩西、亚伦是以色列当中带领的属灵领导者。
Because Moses and Aaron serve as the spiritual leaders of the people.
亚伦的子孙是代代做祭司、做大祭司的。
And Aaron's descendants will continue to be priests and high priests for the Lord forever.
所以特别把他们提出来讲。
So they are explicitly mentioned here.
说特别重要就要特别洗手洗脚。
And since they serve such an important role, they must wash their hands before this and feet before they serve.
多托付给谁，就向谁多要。
The more they more entrusted to a person, the more will be demanded of them.
所以在教会里面，给谁的工作越重要，我们就要越谨慎啊。
So if we are entrusted with more holy work at church today, we should be more aware of our own spiritual lives.
哦，教会所托付的各样的职分，不是让我们高人一等。
We must remember that the church gave us all these holy work not so that we can boast before other people and think that we're higher than them.
而是要我们更加谨慎啊。
But rather that we need to be more aware.
哦，所以在这里啊，以摩西、以亚伦说，你们也需要洗手洗脚啊。
So God told Moses and Aaron, doesn't matter how much of a status you think you have, you still need to wash your hands and feet.
你更要洗手洗脚。
You need to wash your hands and feet even more.
所以今天如果教会托付我们重要的工作，
So the church gave us important holy work today.
今天如果我们希望在神家中有用，
If we want to be useful in the house of God,
先从洗脚洗手开始啊。
We must first cleanse our hands and our feet.
先从自我洁净开始啊。
We need to examine ourselves and cleanse ourselves.
先从灵修功夫开始啊。
We need to begin by specially cultivating ourselves.
使我们能够在侍奉的路上能够走得好，而且要走得完。
So that we can walk steadfast on the path of to heaven.
如同这里摩西所，如同这里圣经所说的哈。
It's just like what's written here in the Bible.
他说摩西做完这一切，他就完了工啊。
Once all these things has been set up, Moses has finished the work.
这叫做完美的结局啊。
This is the perfect ending.
所以今天一个属灵的生命。
So as we look at our own spiritual lives,
一个信仰的追求，
the pursuit of our faith,
一个会幕的人生，
life within the tabernacle,
最重要的就是最后这一句话。
The most important item is this final sentence.
摩西就完了工啊。
So Moses finished the work.
所以求主耶稣赐给我们力量跟智慧啊。
So may the Lord give us strength and wisdom.
不但能够有用，
so that we're not only useful,
不但能够在神眼中好用，
we're notonly put into good use but for God
更能够在侍奉的道路上走得好而且走得完啊。
The most important thing for us is that we will do good during our servitude and finish the work
完成了一切的工。
We must survive till the finish
照主所吩咐的
as commanded by God
我们一起唱诗哦。
Let's conclude with a hymn
我们唱诗388首
Sing hymn number 388